The Exploring Our World podcast was recorded in front of a live studio audience. Welcome to the Exploring Our World podcast. I am your host, Eli Zell, and today we will be discussing one of the greatest technological advancements of our time. Almost everyone in the world owns or has heard of the iPhone. Did you know that you can now charge them in the microwave? Last April, 4chan, pretending to be Apple, released their new technology called the Apple Wave, which advertised the capabilities of the iOS 8 software to interface with microwave frequencies in order to charge the phone. And did you know that if you believe that, then you are like millions of other people who have been stupidly fooled into thinking that they could charge their iPhones using microwaves? Many new inventions already push the boundaries of what we consider to be possible, so why wouldn't people believe that you could charge your phone in the microwave? Luckily, I'm joined by Mike Patterson, professor of computer science at Michigan Institute of Technology, to analyze this new technology and its claims about the wave.
Apple claims that wave charging your phone uses a microwave receiving baseband that interacts with high-frequency waves to produce a charge. A basic understanding of physics would tell you that this is complete garbage. Your phone already interacts with high-frequency waves. That's how it makes calls. The higher the frequency of the wave, the more energy it contains. Cellular wave frequencies are much higher than microwave frequencies. So not only would it not make sense to charge a phone using microwaves, but if this theory was possible, our phones would be able to charge with cellular waves in the air. Even if that comes as a shock to you, most people know that putting metal in a microwave results in a fiery disaster.
Wow, so many people fell for this prank, it's crazy. Besides, obviously defying the laws of physics, it seems marginally plausible. I mean, thousands if not millions of people bought the prank right away. Don't believe me? Here's Dr. Hugh O'Loughlin from the American Psychology Association to explain the phenomenon that causes people to blow their phones up.
Well, as you said before, people actually believe that Apple that they can charge their phones in the microwave. In fact, a recent study claims that over 7% of the people exposed to the hoax blew up their phones by putting them in the microwave.
Astonishing. And what would cause so many people to believe this lie?
Apple used very clear marketing strategies and propagated wave on social media like Instagram and Twitter.
Interesting. Usually people who use those sites are pretty knowledgeable about the world around them due to so much information passing through their feeds and aren't fooled easily into believing misinformation. Oh wait. That's not true at all.
I think we in the psychology world call that appealing to the lowest common denominator.
Whoa. Don't just assume that people who use Instagram and Twitter to get their information are dumb. There is very believable looking information that fools people all the time, especially when it has to do with new technology.
But have you met people who use Twitter for their news source?
I was wrong. People who believe this are actually stupid. I apologize if I'm making assumptions, but look how obviously fake that campaign is. Despite what I think, people still manage to blow up their phones by putting them in the microwaves. And how do we know this? They posted their pictures on social media. It just goes to show you that you can't believe everything you read online because you might end up with a picture of a blackened microwave on your Insta feed. That's all the time we have. I'd like to thank my guests once more for their insights, and most importantly, I'd like to thank you, the listeners, for making this podcast what it is. Thank you.